much time, I'm afraid, for Stockpick. So, Nick, is yours Netcare or is it a different stock in the healthcare?
So very quickly, Life Healthcare results out recently. Really good. I thought the numbers were excellent compared to what we were expecting. They've got a long way to go in South Africa. They're getting Poland right. They are, elective surgeries are coming back. And in fact, they're almost back to sort of pre-COVID levels on their cash flows and their revenue. A little bit short, I think 3% down from there. So heading in the right direction. So Mons Life Healthcare.
Yeah, okay. The share's not kidding there. So that would suggest big gains to come. Gary, very quickly from you, what would you be looking at?
Yeah, so I'm looking at ExxonMobil. I think I might have picked it before, but looking at it, we've got a higher oil price today. I mean, the stock has been absolutely smashed. It's still the 32nd largest company in the world. But the kind of reason is, if you look at what COVID has done to actual exploration and kind of that old dirty oil sinking oil wells, etc., there just hasn't been the capex in the sector. And I mean, it is cyclical to an extent. And it is it works like any commodity market. When it's down, there's an underinvestment in the sector. Suddenly, you see demand picking up. You'll see demand picking up if we do move into a proper risk-on environment. If you start seeing vaccines coming out in the world, going back to kind of 100, at least 100 million barrels per day demand, we're not going to have enough oil essentially to supply it. That will mean higher oil prices. And I think, given where some of these big oil companies are trading, I think you're going to get an exaggerated move up. So, where it's sitting currently, I think definitely something to buy. I think you'll do well over on a 5-year view.
Okay, great. Gents, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to see you both. Nick Kunze is from Sunderland Private Wealth. Gary Boyson's from Rand Swiss. Alicia, we'll be back tomorrow night to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.